what you were doing through the window. I saw what you were doing to my sister. Now get out of here.
Listen, we had a good run. You know, what was it, 4, 5 months? I mean, that's more than most people have in a lifetime. So goodbye, take care, bye-bye then.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going on the lam.
Come on, Chandler, come on. I can handle Ross. Hold on. Hey, Ross, what's up, bro?
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I think Ross knows about me and Monica.
Dude, he's right there. I thought you were my best friend. This is my sister. My best friend and my sister. I cannot believe this.
Look, we're not just messing around. I love her. Okay? I'm in love with her.
I'm so sorry that you had to find out this way. I'm sorry, but it's true. I love him, too.
My best friend and my sister. I cannot believe this. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys want to probably get some hugs in too, huh? Big news.
No, that's okay. We've actually known for a while.
What? You guys knew? You all knew and you didn't tell me?
Well, Ross, we were worried about you, okay? We didn't know how you were going to react. Mm.
You were worried about me? You didn't know how I was going to react?
Okay. All right. Whew. What do you say we all clear out of here and let these two lovebirds get back down to business? Hey, I'm just talking here. He's the one doing your sister.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Just joke to throw, love that's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day.
If you guys ever have kids...
Whoa, we're having kids?
I call Godfather.
You can't just call Godfather. Don't you think her brother should be Godfather?
Sure, if you care enough to call it first.
Guys, you're a few steps ahead of us.
Yeah, big zero-gravity moon steps.
Oh, I just thought of the greatest wedding gift to get you.
Oh, I'll go in on that with you. I couldn't think of anything. Okay.
Oh, hey, Katie. Hey, everyone, this is Katie.
Hello, baby.
So you ready to go?
Yeah, I just gotta run to the bathroom.
Oh, sure, right back there.
Hey, where are we going to lunch?
Well, I was thinking maybe Chinese food.
Oh, I love Chinese. How'd you know I love Chinese?
She is so cute. You could fit her right in her little pocket.
I don't know. I mean, I like her a lot, and she's really nice, but...
But what?
She keeps punching me.
In the cute little sweet way she just did?
Hey, it's a lot harder than it looks. Okay? She's hurting me.
Well, see, I know what you need. You need a bodyguard. Hey, Ross, what is Ben doing after preschool?
Okay, listen, come on. Joey is having a problem. It's a little girl who's beating him up.
Oh, Joey, come here, look. Honey, I know. This must be really, really difficult for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I hurting you?
Hey!
Hey! I brought you some housewarming gift.
Oh.
Yes, salt, so your life always has flavor.
Oh.
Bread, so you never go hungry.
Oh.
And a scented candle for the bathroom. Because Vienna.
Well, thanks, and thanks, I guess.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the building. I'm Steve Serra, president of the Tenants Committee.
Oh, hi, Ross Geller. And this is my friend Phoebe.
Oh, hi, Phoebe.
Mr. President.
I came to talk to you about Howard.
Howard?
Yeah, he's the handyman. He's going to be retiring next week, and everyone that lives here is kicking in $100 as a kind of a thank you for all the hard work type of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you want to give me a check, or...
Oh,
look, you don't have to give it to me right now. You can slip it under my door.
No, no, it's not that. It's just I just moved in.
Well, the guy's worked here for 25 years.
Yes, but I've lived here for 25 minutes.
Oh. Okay. I get it.
Wait, look. I'm sorry. It's just I've never even met Howard. I mean, I don't know Howard.
Howard's the handyman?
Yes, but to me, he's just man.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Welcome to the building.
Can you believe that guy?
Yeah, I really like his glasses.
So then President Steve told everyone I was a cheapskate. And now the whole building hates me. You know, a little kid spit on my knee. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw a party. That's right, for everyone in the building. And I'm going to sit them all down and explain to them that I am not a bad guy. I am not a cheap guy. I'm just a guy who stands up for what he believes in. A man with principles.
Sounds like a fun party.
Ross, if you want your neighbors to like you, why don't you just pay the $100? Party's going to cost you way more than that.
That doesn't matter. It's my principles. We're talking about my principles.
Okay, I thought it was about your neighbors liking you.
Oh, they'll like me once they come to my awesome party. Okay, I got to run. I got to go get some name tags.
And that crazy party animal will be your brother-in-law.
Very, very funny. But don't say things like that in front of Monica. I don't want you putting any ideas in her head.
Chandler, you do realize that those ideas are probably already in Monica's head?
What? Why?
Well, because she loves you and because you love her.
Yeah, so what's that supposed to mean?
Hey, Chandler, don't freak out. I'm telling you something you already know. Come on, she broke up with Richard because he didn't want to have babies. And she's a woman and she's almost 30 and, you know...
I don't see it that way, okay? Because I see two Monicas. The one that was my friend who lives across the hall and wanted to have a lot of babies. And then the new Monica, who I just started to date, okay? Now, who's to say what she wants? I'm right. Am I right?
No, you're right. You are absolutely right. I mean, that makes everything different.
Okay. It's not different at all, is it?
Not unless different means the same. You were so funny with that waiter. You're such a nut!
You know, breadstick fangs are always funny, so...
No, you make them funny. You're the funny one!
Look, Katie, listen, we need to talk, okay? Look, I like you. I really do. I like you. Okay? But sometimes when you playfully punch me like that, it feels like someone's hitting me with a very tiny but a very real bat.
Oh, like I could hurt you. Are you making fun of my size?
No.
Don't make fun of me because of my size! Isn't this great? Couldn't you just stay like this forever? Chandler, couldn't you just stay here forever?
Yeah, here, somewhere else, you know, wherever.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm cool. Casual.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just hanging out, you know, having fun, you know, with the girl that I'm seeing casually.
Man, I knew it. I knew you were going to do this.
What?
Get all freaked out because everybody was talking and just joking around about marriage and stuff.
Well, you do want all that stuff, right?
Oh, and you know what I want.
Yes, you want babies. You have baby fever.
I do not have baby fever.
Oh, please, you are obsessed with babies and marriage and everything that's related to babies and marriage. You know what? I got a good idea. Why don't we turn the heat down on this pressure cooker?
Lost your mind? Chandler, this isn't about me. This is about you and all your weird relationship commitment crap.
Nuh-uh. I know you, okay? I know the thoughts that you have in the head, in your head.
I don't know everything. Did you know that I'm going out with Rachel tonight instead of you? Hmm? And did you know that the only baby around here is you? And did you know that I can't even look at you right now?
Yeah, well, I did not know that. She's gonna be okay, right? I mean, she's not gonna leave me. This is fixable.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Absolutely.
By me.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, unless you make some kind of big gesture.
Yeah, big, though. Oh, shit, the missus.
Can I get a coffee? To go? I'm still not done not wanting to talk to you.
Just tell me what I need to do to make things right.
What?
Well, that's what we do, you know. I mess up, and then you tell me how to fix it, and then I do, and then, you know, you think I'm all cute again.
I'm really tired of being your relationship tutor. You're going to have to figure this one out for yourself, right? You know what? If you're too afraid to be in a real relationship, then don't be in one.
For chipping in.
Oh, sure.
You chipped in?
Yeah, $100.
I can't believe you gave him money. I thought you agreed. It was totally unreasonable that they asked me for that money.
Yeah, but they didn't ask me. You know, and this way I'm just, you know, the exotic, generous stranger. That's always fun to be.
Yeah, but you're making me look bad.
No, I'm not. No, if anything, I'm making you look better. They'll see you talking to me, and that's... I'm a hit.
Hey, Phoebs.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Ross. I was thinking maybe you two could switch apartments, because Phoebe's more our kind of people. Something to think about.
Yeah, okay, my bad. Hi. Wow. You look big.
Thanks, I've been working out. Hey, listen, is it obvious I'm wearing 6 sweaters?
Yeah. But it's not obvious why.
Well, look, I'm breaking up with Katie, so I had to put on some extra padding, you know? I mean, if she hits me when she's happy, can you imagine how hard she's going to hit me when I tell her I'm taking away the Joey love?
Hey, cute jacket.
Oh, thanks. That's so sweet.
Ow.
Oh, ow. Did Joey tell you to say that? You guys are too much.
Whoa. You know what? I gotta tell you, I think you are the one that is too much. Oh, Joey has the nicest friends.
Oh, and the nicest girlfriend. Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Joey, she just kicked me.
Huh.
Well, aren't you gonna do something? You better do something, or I'm gonna walk out that door right now. Well, are you gonna?
Nah.
is a disaster. Can't I please just go?
No, no, I'm talking you up to people. Just give it a little time, all right? Relax. Get something to eat. Okay?
So, what did you tell them about me?
I was telling them about you and Emily. I'm gonna try to get some sympathy. But somehow you came off as the bad guy.
What?
Yeah, I think I told it wrong. You know, we should talk about that, because I don't totally understand what happened there.
Oh, this cake is really good.
Okay, see, things are looking up already.
Oh, my God, someone cut Howard's cake. Who would do a thing like that?
Three B.
Oh yeah. 3B.
Okay, you got your free food. You ruined everyone's fun. Don't you think it's time you went home?
Yeah, leave.
Yeah, go back to 3B. 3B.
No, everyone, calm down. Everyone, calm down. I have something that I would like to say. Who here likes Ross? Of course you don't like him. He didn't give you any money. He raised his own hand when I asked who here likes Ross. And he's wearing two name tags. I'll be honest with you guys. When I first met Ross, I didn't like him at all. But then once I got to know him, I saw that he's really sweet and caring and very generous. I mean, all I'm saying is don't judge Ross before you get to know him, all right? I mean, you know, I like all you guys now. But when I first met you, you know, Kurt, I thought, you know, abrasive drunk. Lola, mind-numbingly stupid. And, okay, you guys, gold digger, cradle-robbing perv. So, I think you all know what I mean. Obviously, I didn't think they were going to start throwing things. I just thought if I kept insulting them, you would jump in and defend everyone, and then you could look like the hero.
Oh, wow, yeah. See, I did not get that.
Where's Monica? Where is she? I need to talk to her. It's urgent. Is she here?
Hi, Monica.
I need to talk to you. It's urgent.
Okay.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of thinking about us, you know, a lot of us thinking. And, well, I guess there's only one way to do this.
What are you doing?
Monica?
No, 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 don't do it.
Will you marry me?
Oh, no, 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 what a bad idea.
Oh, I can't not look at it. Chandler, why are you doing this?
I don't know. But I know I'm not afraid to do this.
Chandler.
I'm doing this because I'm sorry.
Do you, you really think the best reason to get married is because you're sorry?
Well, no, the best reason to get married is pregnancy. Sorry is pretty much fourth, you know, behind being ready and actually wanting to get married. Will you be my wife?
Taylor, I want you to take just a minute, and I want you to think about how ridiculous this sounds.
Yeah, I'm kind of wishing everyone wasn't here right now.
Do you know that none of that stuff came from me? I mean, I never said that I wanted to have babies and get married right now.
Yeah, I know, but I was really confused. And then I talked to these guys.
Who, two divorces and Joey?
Hey.
She's right, you know.
Yeah, but still, cheap shot.
You know when I said that I want you to deal with this relationship stuff all on your own? Well, you're not ready for that.
I didn't think I was.
Oh, my God. What would you have done if I had said yes?
Well, I would have been happy because I would have been able to spend the rest of my life with the woman that I love. Or you would have seen a Chandler-shaped hole in that door.
Hey, Ross, will you pass me that knife?
No, I will not.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to be so mean about it.
You're right. I'm sorry. Will you marry me?
Oh, and I was going to ask you to marry me because I forgot to say hello to you last week. Oh, no, wait, Phoebe. I think with something like that, you just ask them to move in with you. But I'm not sure, Chandler.
Okay, how long is this going to go on?
Well, I think the length of teasing is directly related to how insane you were, so a long time.
This is fun. Well, hey, Rach, remember that whole we were on a break thing? Well, I'm sorry. Will you marry me?
That's not funny at all.